The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
These last two draft classes have done the Niners in 2024.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Ponte, they're just... When Josh Allen threw a kind of a poor pass to Amari Cooper... Cooper's getting tackled by two guys and then just flips the ball to Josh Allen, who makes one of the great Michael Jordan diving plays. Now, I know Purdy did that earlier, and Purdy, I feel like he got hurt on that play and hasn't been right since. Josh Allen just looked like God compared to us.
This might be one of the plays of the year.
Did he put the ball in harm's way once?
No.
Of course. One of his great highlights is going to be against us.
Against the Niners, the play of the year. And even Anna looked up because she wasn't watching much of the game.
What'd she say?
I say, Anna, you see this play? She goes, oh, they really clowned. Oh, they clowned us. Wow, this is sad. You think we're going to be able to sell our tickets?
Oh, my God. Well, I was playing catch with the little guy, throwing the football back and forth, like throwing it into his lap. And CMC went down, and my heart broke.
Oh, my God.
When I saw
called me. I was on the iWatch.
My heart broke.
Chasky, I couldn't even hear him on the iWatch. He said, no. I'm like, and then the phone cuts out. My iPhone cuts out. Then Chasky calls me back. I was like, I know, dog. This is sad.
When they showed the view from the back, it looked like the left muscle just went pop, and it went right up his leg. And I was like, okay. And now they're saying it's a knee. Okay, I'll buy it. I mean, the Niners have given me no reason to buy any medical anything at face value.
Yeah, it was the play before the one where he just collapsed.
I don't buy that.
But if you do watch that one again, he does put a lot of pressure on his knee after that shoestring tackle. So it does make sense. And Ian Rapoport's reporting just 30 minutes ago that it's looking like it could potentially be a 4 to 5 week injury, which in that case, it would be the rest of the season.
Just shut him down, please. Yeah. For the love of God, Shanahan, just shut him down. Shut him down. Shut him down.
The crazy thing is you saw a little Mason, and CMC looked great at times. Why does he have to be just the exclusive bell cow?
No, he doesn't need to be.
But what are we doing? You have a good run game. There's a lot of guys who could run the ball. Like, what? You got to save him a little. Like, I just don't get it.
Conversely, look at the other side. James Cook, 14 carries, 107. Ray Davis, 11 for 63. You look at Detroit, David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah.
We saw them on Thanksgiving Day. They both get love.
As Jahmyr Gibbs is like tweeting out photos of all their protections. And
dude.
Did you even see that?
No, what happened?
Oh, well, he tweeted a photo of him in the whiteboard behind him, and it's every protection and all their calls and all their audibles. It's everything.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and everyone's like, and Dan Campbell's like, what? He tweeted that out? And they're like, yeah. He's like, well, we're going to have to deal with that.
Yeah, we're going to have to deal with that.
Wow.
By the way, a lot of people mock the Lions for taking them 12 overall.
We're going to bite a kneecap off.
He plays at a different speed.
They made one of the great trades of all time, trading down from 7, I believe.
For 6 or 7.
Yeah, and they got Gibbs and the tight end, LaPorta.
LaPorta, and traded DeAndre Swift to Philadelphia. All right, let's get to the Lions.
You know, B, the hard part to swallow and all this. No, like, it's just... It is the end of this little run of these guys. And I think that the part that, like, I look back on the Vernon Davis, Patrick Willis, Justin Smith, Frank Gore Niners, Joe Staley, and it's like... damn, bro, that team was so good. And to not get one title out of that whole run, it just feels criminal. And I'm going to look back at this group of guys, and I know it's going to end ugly, and everyone's going to be angry and bitter, and but it's hella sad to me that we just couldn't cash in one championship, because there was a lot of winners on this team, and everyone's going to view Debo as a loser on the way out the door, and that's just not the case.
Fair.
And everyone's going to view all these guys, oh, they couldn't win the big one, and it just sucks. And it's going to invalidate all of the tremendous success and the great memories and all that. Like, this is one of my favorite group of guys to watch play football ever. And the fact that they didn't win it all, and now we're going to go back down to the bottom of the mountain, and who knows how long it's going to take to get that ball going back up to the top of the hill. It just sucks. And it's just, I'm overcome with sadness.
No, it is sad. And it brings me back to the Super Bowl. Walking out of Las Vegas, and the feeling I had walking out of Las Vegas.
What'd you say to me?
Like, what did I say?
You said to me.
I said a lot of things.
Shasky, I don't think they're going to be able to ever overcome this. You don't come back from a Super Bowl like this. Mm. This group of guys might not ever win a Super Bowl. That's what you said to me. And we were questioning everything, obviously. Life's existence.
And you said the quarterback.
How does Popeyes run out of chicken?
Yeah. But seriously.
It did. They ran out of chicken.
I don't remember what I said. I'm glad your recall was there, because I remember what you said. And you said, Bonte, we saw the difference of quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The great ones win that game. Brock Purdy's good. But good ain't good enough at this stage.
He's played Burrow, Mahomes twice, Lamar, Jordan Love. He didn't play in the last Jordan Love game. Darnold, who I don't believe is great. Stafford, Kyler, Allen, and Cousins in the last year and a half. That's 10 games against 9 really, 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 really elite quarterbacks and some good ones. Purdy has 9 touchdowns, 18 turnovers. They as a group, 19 touchdowns and 8 turnovers.
18 turnovers in those games. So, it's just really, they haven't overcome what happened in Las Vegas. That was it. The soul was snatched from there. And you're right. These guys are going to walk away from this organization without a ring. Juszczyk and Debo and maybe Fred Warner, maybe Trent.
CMC
maybe
had one
Bosa.
Of the greatest seasons we've ever seen.
Ever seen. Everything lined up, Shasky. Everything lined up last season.
He had 350 yards this year. 4 games.
No
touchdowns. 0 touchdowns. This guy was good for over a touchdown and a half a game.
He flipped everything, man. Let's get to the lines. 888-957-9570 is the number. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to JD in San Francisco. JD, what's happening?
Hey, JD.
What's up, fellas? Hey, man, remember I called y'all last week after the Detroit game, and I told y'all, when you watch the eye test, what does the eye test tell you about the Niners? That they're not very good. Mm-hmm. And y'all just said the same thing all morning, right? When you watch the eye test, like you said, with Purdy versus everybody else, the dude just doesn't pop off the screen. Like you said, with Josh Allen, you watch him. You can see who the game breakers are and who the elite of the elite is. Purdy's not that dude, right? So we got to be honest about that. The other part I want to say is, Niner fans, we got to be honest about it. We should have all seen this season coming. We all know, same with the Dubs, you can only go on so many deep runs before eventually it catches up to you. Like it does, right? It's like every team playing those extra games all year long, eventually you're going to hit a wall. So for us to think that we're going to come back into the season, all right, we're going to bounce back off of last year, the Super Bowl hangover is very real. But two, you can only go on so many deep runs before eventually Father Time just catches up and kicks in. And then everything else just starts to go south. So I think the biggest thing for us is, like you said, get healthy the rest of the season. Like you said, Bonte, evaluate guys the rest of this year. Use these next 5 games as an evaluation. And then you've got to retool this thing going forward. You can't just say, let's run it back again with everybody being healthy. The rest of the league is getting better. And the Niners' time, like you said, it's time to reinvigorate this team again.
Yep, no doubt. And you know what, though? You can take a page from Buffalo. Good call, JD. You can take a page from Buffalo, Shasky.
What do you mean?
Buffalo got rid of a lot of players.
They got Josh Allen.
They have Josh Allen, which is it's a hell of a player to build around. But they did get rid of a lot of talent around them, and they retooled. Same thing with Baltimore. Even though Baltimore's 8-5, and I still think they're a contender, but they've retooled around Lamar Jackson. But the one thing that could hurt Kyle Shanahan, as we haven't really got it could hurt him. We could look back at the Kyle Shanahan era, and we could say, he whiffed on quarterbacks. The guy who's a hell of an offensive play caller, a hell of a play designer, whiffed on the most important position in all of sports, and that's quarterback. And you can go down the line, whether it's the first draft where you say no to Deshaun Watson and say no to Patrick Mahomes, and you don't even scout Patrick Mahomes, and you take C.J. Beathard in the third round. Not good value. But then you pivot that same season and say, damn, I think we do need a quarterback. Let's go trade a second-round pick for Jimmy Garoppolo, but you got the assist because Bill Belichick called you. Say, hey, I got Garoppolo. You guys need a quarterback? Looks like you do. You got smoked in Philadelphia. So you get Jimmy. You have a chance to move off of Jimmy. And I'm not going to get into who wanted Jimmy, who wanted Brady and whatnot, but Brady basically told you he wanted to come, and you said no to him. All right? Fine. Whatever. Brady wins the Super Bowl. You basically lose trusted. I was going to get to Stafford. Stafford. Oh, yeah, Stafford's available. Okay, let me go have dinner or something. Let me chill. Well, too late now because as you're ordering appetizers, Sean McVay is in Cabo saying, yeah, we want Stafford right now. We'll go trade Jared Goff. And he's got a Super Bowl out of that. So the quarterback position, and not to mention Trey Lance, you trade 3 first-round picks because you saw Josh Allen in Glendale, Arizona, and you gushed him. Remember that postgame? He was like, boy, you know, you think you want a pocket quarterback, but that is the future quarterback. So he goes out there and tries to get Trey Lance. Well, you don't really, I don't even know if Trey Lance is good.
He's not.
But you can't tell me with a straight face that you gave Trey Lance a real good shot to take the job. Because when you did employ him as a starter, you ran him like a fullback. He has not, and we'll see with Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy may be the answer. He may not be. But it could go down that Kyle just never got the quarterback right. And that saved Sean McDermott. That's saving Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson. That saved John Harbaugh in Baltimore. That saved Andy Reid and completely changed his narrative and reputation in this league. And it ultimately did end Bill Belichick in New England because he whiffed on Mac Jones. You have to get the quarterback right.
Well, and you're talking about like, hey, look what Buffalo did. They reset all the weapons around Josh Allen and they take him off. Look, Chargers did that with Herbert. Yep. They're flying right now.
They've got rid of everybody.
Burrow, you know, they got rid of Mixon. T. Higgins has been hurt a lot. Now, they still have Ja'Marr Chase, but Burrow's done that. Obviously, Mahomes has retinkered with all their weapons. Yep. They had Kelsey as the one, you know, staying power, but they've had a ton of different weapons. Lamar, so many different weapons over the years. Stafford, so many different weapons over the years. Josh Allen, so many different weapons. I just don't know about Brock, like, when it comes to that. Like, I'm putting Brock now and just the reality is, like, I got him more in that, like, 9 through 16 range right now.
On any given day,
he could play his way into the top 10, but it feels like he's closer to the middle of the pack today than he is the top, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Forget Josh Allen for a second. Is there anybody that's smarter taking Brock Purdy over Jalen Hurts? Jalen Hurts is winning games. He's making throws. He's winning games, and he know who he's doing. Now, he's got Saquon Barkley, who early in the season, a lot of people, Saquon this and that.
I'm indifferent on Jalen. He's very different from Brock. He's the opposite. It's a lot of bombs, slants, little play-action passes,
but he does what he has to do to win games. They win a lot of games in Philly.
Yeah.
And they don't have Devontae Smith right now.
No doubt.
So, I don't know. More coming up here. Richie Rich, Manny, Seymour. We're going to get to everybody here. Everybody, 888-957-9570 is another big caller segment coming up. Big caller segment coming up. We're going to let you take the reins here. Richie Rich in Livermore, you're going to start the party. Manny on Dumbarton Bridge, he's got something to say. And Seymour has one hell of a, oh, wow. Richie, you got to hear what Seymour has to say about Kyle Shanahan and who the Niners should go after. Don't want to miss that. That's coming up here on the Rose, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I want to thank you guys, Shasky, and I listen to you guys every single morning on the way to work. You guys make my morning drive way better.
Oh, man, we're going to have some fun here. Sorry, Spinoni, this cord is, I got a little shortage in my cord, so I got to pull it out. So
there's no snare in my headphones.
Give me some hand signals. Give me some hand signals.
Wait, you know, are you calling an audible at the line? Will Shanahan allow that?
He won't. Well, you may understand why he won't allow with some of these guys, but, man.
How many screens did they run yesterday? All the screens for the last 5 years I've wanted them to run. They ran them all in one game.
Hey, they look good, though. They executed well.
Yeah, because it was like a slip and slide out there.
Do you feel like the Niners missed Trent Williams yesterday?
No. And I'll tell you this right now. The first line of business is trading Trent Williams the hell on out of here for some draft picks in the offseason. You're not a Super Bowl contender. Like, Trent can go. When I watch Fred Warner running around on a fractured ankle, yeah, I do look at Trent a little side-eyed.
Did Trent even make the trip?
I don't know.
Because Bosa didn't make the trip last week to Green Bay.
But I know Bosa has... Let's just put it this way. I know for a fact Bosa is due for a very serious surgery at some point in the near future.
You know what? Let's be real. Since Bosa signed a big-time extension...
Underwhelming.
Very underwhelming. Underwhelming. I'm watching T.J. Watt make game-changing plays. T.J. Watt, again, in the divisional game. Miles Garrett. We're going to watch him tonight in Denver against Bo Nix. T.J. Watt making play after play after play after play. Jalen Carter at Eagles front, making play after play after play after play. I haven't seen Von Miller's old ass make a play yesterday.
Vontae, you bring up the, like, Miles Garrett, for example. I just watched Jameis in a snowstorm throw the ball around.
Yeah.
I just watched Russ, who's like 5 foot nothing, throw the ball around. I just watched Josh Allen throw the ball around. And we couldn't throw the ball around even a little, even a little. Josh Allen completely unaffected by the weather.
It's not, we're not saying tank, but it's time to shut some dudes down. And you know what? I'm looking at Deebo because he's been another one. Like Bosa, ever since he signed the big money, it's been a little inconsistent. It's been underwhelming for the most part. I've seen it with Deebo. The fumble yesterday was depressing. Not catching routes, crossers, I don't know. He can't get off a bump or run. There's a Niner at the, you know, former Niner alumni who's at the Bay Area Sports Hall of Fame, running material guru, and I just saying, yeah, that's the guy I would trade. Not Brandon Ayuk. Trade Deebo. Deebo can't run routes. I need to see more Pearsall. I need to see if I got a guy in this guy. So start shutting guys down. Deebo, not tanking, but shutting guys down.
Debo's turned into a $30 million kick returner.
That's unbelievable.
He's a great kick returner.
Say that line again.
He's turned into a $30 million kick returner.
Wow.
That's where, look, he's had more kick returns than targets the last couple weeks.
Unbelievable.
Has he not?
Yeah, he has. He has.
And there have been some great ones, but, like, I mean, what are we doing? It looks like he did not want to be. They threw a screen to Deebo, and Spadoni texted the group before I could even get it off. He looked slow as molasses. Slow. The guy looked like he was running in tar.
Dude, it was, how about this, too?
Like a cartoon.
Dude, it was bad. And not only that, because I'm going to get to Richie Rich here next. Him walking out with the boombox yesterday in Buffalo didn't hit the same. It felt like nobody was feeling it. Like, Juwan Jennings was doing his thing, but it was like, yeah, I don't know about this. Like, nobody, right? When you watch that on NBC, didn't hit the same.
Bonte, if I hear Quest for Six, Redemption Season, any of that, just...
No, we don't hear Quest for Six no more. We've deaded that a long time ago.
You know what the hard part to swallow is? Is that this team was great for so long.
They were.
I don't even know how to lose anymore. I'll get accustomed to it over the next couple of weeks because they're going to do more to
lose. Yeah, they're going to lose
a lot.
But
I'll tell you right now, like, I don't even know how to accept the loss.
No, I don't either. I don't either. I mean,
they've lost the last two games in blowout fashion, and they've looked so mediocre. Like, right now, this roster looks like a top five drafting roster, you know, in terms of, like, you're going to draft top five.
I think in the Bay Area, and we'll see with the Warriors, but right now they're sliding. They've lost four in a row, and you look at their December and their schedule coming up here, and oh, boy.
Does Kuminga want to play outside linebacker?
It makes you scratch your head. We could be in some dark times in the Bay Area. I mean, who knows with the Giants? Who knows? The Sharks are rebuilding.
Bryce Eldridge, baby.
I mean...
Macklin Celebrini.
The turning of the page. He's going to win Rookie of the Month. He's the only rookie doing something. Let's go to Richie of Livermore. Richie Rich, what's happening?
What's up, fellas? Good morning, Chaff. Good morning, B. Man, let me get a few things off, man. Look, it's the NFL, Kyle. That stands for not for long, bro. All right? The last month has just looked like it's got worse and worse and worse. All right? Scarface said it the best. The eyes don't lie, Chico. We look horrible. We look cooked. We look bad, man. And let me start from here. Kyle, it's your job to change it up, bro. Everyone's caught on to you already, right? It's your job to game plan for what you got, all right? Brock Purdy, you're the leader. You're the quarterback, dude. You are the leader, man. It's your job to throw your receivers open. It's your job to find your talent on the field. And you're not doing that, man.
for one time, I got to say, Rob from San Bruno, I agree with you, man. I see what you're seeing, dude. Because let me tell you, we still got plenty of playmakers on the field. We got more than half the league, dude. And Brock Purdy's not finding them. He's fumbling the ball. He's throwing off throws. I see separation still. I see Kittle open all day yesterday. And you couldn't find him, dude. And last, man, fire this weak-ass defensive coordinator. We are horrible top to bottom, guys.
Hey, Nick Sorensen has gotten the biggest pass this season. Great call, Richie Rich out there in Livermore. Listen. Get your mic off, Chatsky.
Phone was clicking a little. There were seashells in the connection.
It was all good.
As we like to say.
Nick Sorensen, let me tell you.
The feds were tapping my guy, Richie Rich.
This is how sick this is. The Niners had an all-time season a season ago. Offensively, just through the roof. 30-30-30-30-30. Brock Purdy doing his thing.
Career year for IU.
Career
year for CMC.
Kittle had a big
career year for Purdy.
We gave Steve Wilkes, we roasted him over to, raked him over to Coles, and they had one little three-game losing streak. And they got the number one seed. Nick Sorensen has gotten the biggest pass this season, and it's not even funny. It's not even funny. And we mentioned, it was like, are we sure this guy knows what he's doing? We sure we know? Like, Nick Sorensen against Ben Johnson. Think about that. Nick Sorensen against Sean McVay. Nick Sorensen against Joe Brady up there in the Buffalo Bills
Can I defend Sorensen for just a second? I think he stinks. That being said,
Shanahan hired him.
No, their personnel sucks,
too.
Like, they have no D-lineman that would start for the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, but I hear that.
They have no linebackers out. Even Warner. I love Warner.
But
all the rest of their linebackers suck.
But even when they were healthy, where's the creativity?
They're
the worst third-down team. They're one of the worst third-down defenses in the league.
I think he sucks.
They can't get off the field on third down.
But I think the bigger issue is personnel.
No, it is personnel.
Like, he sucks. And I want a new D.C. But they need a lot of new
personnel,
players on defense.
Personnel. I know you had Greenlaw last year, but the DBs are basically the same. Tarvarius Ward and DeAmelio Lenore here. The safety spot, you had Hufanga. I get it.
Gibson played really well last year.
We ripped Gibson. But now you get younger at the safety spot, and yes, they're not. Alec Mustafa's going to be fine, I think, but he's out of position. We need a ball-hawking free safety. Bad. They've needed it for years. Nick Sorensen, there's no creativity whatsoever. He can't get this team off the field. The blitzes are not creative. At least I knew Steve Wilkes. We ripped him for blitzing. At least he blitzed. The Niners don't blitz, and they have terrible personnel.
Remember,
terrible.
He was built for this.
Steve Wilkes was built for it. What's he doing now? Sipping on some yak, laughing. Let's go to Manny.
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
Before we get to Manny, I got to get to Seymour because he has a suggestion that's going to blow the socks off a lot of people. Seymour, what's happening?
Top of the morning, fella.
Top of the morning.
Look, man, it ain't just on the players. It is the culture. And at the end of the day, Kyle Shanahan get the last say-so on everything. I think we need a Rex Ryan in here, man. We need a real big change. Get Rex Ryan up in here.
Why Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan. The defense, and, he can get the right coordinators in here. Kyle Shanahan he got too much power, man. And I think if we keep him, we're going to look like the old school Buffalo Bills.
So you don't want
if we get there, we won't win it.
You don't want Bill Belichick or Mike Vrabel. You want to go Rex Ryan, who hasn't coached in a decade.
Ben Johnson.
All right, Rex. Rex ain't he ain't one. He hungry.
And I know that he'll get their feet right. I'm out on Rex Ryan.
I just saw a flush from the fire. He wants a coaching chain. He wants
Rex Ryan.
I told you he was going to blow the socks off of you.
You didn't
see that one coming, huh?
He literally blow the socks off me so that you could rub my feet, Rex Ryan.
I'm going to back off.
All right. In order, I just want to ask you some questions.
Rex Ryan, man.
It's just insane.
I
want to go in order real quick. Going back to last year, the Viking game. Where Kirk just absolutely out-dueled everyone.
So what was he, 35 of 45 for over 400?
378,
okay.
Two touchdowns and a pick.
35 of 45, right?
Yeah. So, like, Brock got outplayed in that game, right?
Oh, no. According to some beat writers, He was concussed in the fourth quarter, I mean, so he gets a pass. He gets a pass for the two interceptions. Yeah, that's absurd. What I was told.
Okay. It's absurd. Yeah. The next week, they play Joe Possibly. Burrow. Joe Burrow is a top five quarterback. Joe Burrow had one of the greatest days I've ever seen in my life.
No, he was amazing.
Remember, he was 28 of 32.
Remember the Audible, yeah. 3rd and 10 for the quarterback draw?
He ran for 43 yards.
Hold on. Let me stop you. Brock Purdy was coming off the concussion against Minnesota. Didn't, according to some sources, he shouldn't have been playing.
He had three turnovers.
That's what we were told.
Yeah, he had three turnovers.
Yeah,
in that game.
Oh, I know.
All right. Then you fast forward to Christmas. I'm going against the top dogs. Christmas. Oh. Lamar goes 7 for 45 on the ground, throws for 252, two touchdowns, no picks. Game's over. Brock throws 4 picks. Could have been 6.
Could have been 7. Okay, I was at that game.
Seven.
I was at that game. All right.
All right.
Wait, if we're going to do the Jimmy on no throws, there was a lot of them in that football game.
All right. So Lamar clearly outplayed him there. All right. Jordan Love. And I don't even know about Jordan Love. I'm up in the air on Jordan Love. Jordan Love, I thought, outplayed Brock for about 3 quarters of that game. And then Brock outplayed him in the fourth quarter.
You thought?
But to be fair, Brock threw for 252 and a touchdown and a bunch of near turnovers.
He rallied the team.
But he did rally
game
the team.
Game winning drive.
Jordan Love was brilliant. 21 of 34, two touchdowns, but two crucial picks.
Until the fourth quarter.
You know, and then I look at the Mahomes game in the Super Bowl. Mahomes was the leading rusher in the game for both teams, and he threw for 333 yards when it was all said and done and had two touchdowns. Brock threw for 300, but only had the one touchdown. And it just felt like they were bottled up all game.
Then
we go to this year. Darnold outplays him. It's not even a question. Darnold outplayed him. Stafford had a better fourth quarter than him. Outdueled him, but Brock was excellent in that game.
But the one play that Brock Purdy, we all talked about in that game, was missing Brandon Ayuk wide open down the football field.
Exactly, which could have ended the game.
And the coach said that he missed it.
Okay. Chiefs game. Mahomes was terrible. And still outplayed Brock because Brock had 3 turnovers. Okay? Mahomes had the rushing touchdown to win. Kyler outplayed Brock. Josh Allen outplayed Brock. I'm just asking you guys out loud. When he's gone head-to-head with the big dogs, who is he outplayed? And I know it's his defense. It's their defense. It's not. But at some point, to your point about get on my back, I'm going to ride. Like, yeah. I'm going to carry you to the finish line. I know I can do it with these top dogs. Yep. I'm questioning whether I can do that. If I give you $40, $50, $60 million and I have lesser weapons around you, can you carry us? If there's a drizzle, you're all of a sudden completely ineffective?
Hey, remember the Cleveland game? Oh, it was raining a little bit. I don't give a damn about rain. Spadone, I want you to pull the cut. Throw you a little lob here. Baldy on what Tom Brady told him about Brock Purdy. It was fascinating because Baldy told me the same thing in the press box that day after the Kansas City Chiefs game. You got to hear what Brady told me. You got to be able to elevate players. I don't want to hear that this guy's out, that guy's out, this guy's out. I don't want to hear about rain. I don't want to hear about snow. Oh, it's a little too cold. The ball is slick. Either play well or you don't. And Brock Purdy didn't play well yesterday. Fumbling like that in the fourth quarter? Like, come on, man. Come on, wear a glove then. Wear a glove. Don't tell me that gloves don't matter because everybody said it. Well, he's got to wear gloves at the Cleveland. He's got to wear gloves. No, don't wear the glove. Wear the glove then. I don't care.
Did you see Josh Allen grabbing his right hand, or left hand, excuse me, early in the game?
Yep.
Clearly he hurt his hand.
And you know what, though? I watched that guy play. The guy needed Tommy John surgery. Remember that?
Yeah, I played through.
He was hurt. And played the next week with an elbow.
And got crushed because they lost in the playoffs because they missed a kick.
Right.
Got crushed. Right now they've gone up against Burrow, Mahomes twice, Lamar, Love, Darnold, Stafford, Kyler, Allen, and Cousins. That's 10 games, 9 quarterbacks. Brock is 9 touchdowns, 18 turnovers. Those elite quarterbacks are 19 touchdowns, and 8 turnovers.
And when you say 18 turnovers, it's the one thing head coaches despise, obviously. Fans despise it. You can't turn the ball over. And Shanahan mentioned that yesterday, how they have 6 turnovers over the last 2 weeks compared to 0 with their opposition. But Shanahan will not tolerate quarterbacks turning the ball over. That's one thing he does not do. That's what drove him crazy about Jimmy Garoppolo, for crying out loud. Okay. You don't think? And then I got another cut I need you to play today, the TK cut. When Shanahan talked about paying a quarterback $40 million as opposed to paying a quarterback or having a quarterback on a rookie deal. You mentioned the Chiefs game, because you're right. Mahomes didn't have his best game.
No.
I thought the defense actually played well. It was 14-12 game late third quarter, and Brock Purdy throws, and everybody was ready to roast Ronnie Bell. Shanahan basically said, no, it was on a quarterback throwing that interception. It was on a quarterback. Out route. When I say he can't throw the out route consistently, that's what I'm talking about. Yes, she can throw an out route here and there, but consistently, keyword, consistently. Didn't throw it consistently on that play when he was trying to find Ronnie Bell and he threw the pick. But after that game, I'm walking and I'm with the great Laura Britt. We're walking. She just got done with a hit. We're walking. And we run into somebody we both respect.
Okay.
At a high, high level. And they say, boy, are we sure we want to get this guy 220? You look around the league and Tua and Jordan Love, they're all making 220. Can you just franchise them or just figure out a way to maybe give them $30 million a year? Are we sure we want to pay them 220? And I opened my eyes up, and I couldn't believe that it came out. Those words came out of this guy's mouth?
Are you asking me? Are you asking me the question? Because I'll tell you my answer.
I know your answer, and I know my answer. You're not doing it.
Not yet.
Not doing it.
No, I'm letting him play on the contract he's on now. Or so, if he wants to sign somewhere between 30 and 35 million, like for a couple years, yeah, let's do it. I'm still drafting a quarterback.
No doubt about it. But also, when you think about everything 60? That's happened.
No way.
No, but this is why the owner.
No way.
And Jed York. It was a misstep. And Jed York has been really good over the last 8 to 9 years. He's paid everybody. And I'm not here to criticize Jed York. But sometimes you probably shouldn't say things. And I, like when yes, John Lynch, you know, I kind of get it. I'm a stickler for words, right? I'm a stickler when John Lynch says, you know, we're at Patrick Mahomes Pro Day. And I called Shanahan and said, boy, we need to rethink. John, we don't need to tell everybody that. Let's just keep that in house. It's a great story, but it makes us look bad. Jed York, when you come out and say that Brock Purdy's going to reset the quarterback market, and he comes out and has a season like this. Like, it just doesn't look good.
To his arm, and I just want to ask you just about his arm, because I told you going into the weekend, I was like, dude, it's his moneymaker. Yeah. The shoulder, the elbow, the shoulder. To me, they're all connected.
Yep,
you ask anybody who's a pitcher at any, when you have forearm tightness, it's usually connected to the elbow or the shoulder, and vice versa. Forearm tightness is usually up, precursor to Tommy John, right? Mm-hmm. Or some sort of rotator cuff injury down the line. You cannot tell me the elbow and the shoulder aren't connected somehow, someway.
No doubt. They
are. And there's something going on with that arm, that moneymaker.
It's just like the Anthony Melton.
Forget the play. Right. I'm hesitant on the body holding up.
Well, no doubt. That was the one thing Bill Parcells said about Jimmy Garoppolo. He questioned the durability. I don't know if he can hold up. His body can hold up. The Anthony Melton, same thing in this offseason. You know, you heard rumors about the Anthony Melton. Well, you don't think the back is connected to the knee and the knee is connected to the back. Maybe you're overcompensating.
Yeah.
Same thing with McCaffrey and the Achilles.
No
doubt.
All
of a sudden he has a knee injury, but maybe he's overcompensating for some because he can't really push off that Achilles. All this stuff is connected. And so, yes, you're investing into the body. You're investing in saying, can this guy stay healthy? And not, by the way, you imagine if he had to go to Philadelphia. It gets cold out there in the elements. You have to be able to play in these cold weather like, that's why Montana going to Soldier Field and winning that football game back in 88 in the NFC Championship game against the Chicago Bears. That's why it's so damn impressive.
Yeah. And he did it in New York on that game-winning drive where he threw that bomb to
Joe Montana.
To Jerry Rice, down the line. Colliding each other.
Yep.
But look, there's a thing about arm strength. I just don't think he's confident at all in himself right now. How many times was he in the pocket and he was just either pump faking, hesitant, afraid to throw the ball down the field, unwilling to run around a little? To me, it's physical, it's mental, it's confidence, it's everything. And I don't think the coach is confident in him either. When you're huddling up, down 25, four scores, not three scores, down four scores, huddling up and running, you know, tight formation stuff and a ton of screens over and over. Dog, we got to get the ball down the field.
Yeah, well, that's another thing. Another Brock Purdy game. How many deep shots did we see yesterday?
One. And it was picked. Am I wrong?
Well, they got called back, right? That wasn't even really a deep shot.
It was an illegal contact. I don't know.
It was a 20-yard throw.
Watch that play back.
No way.
It was
awful. We were on the phone when that play happened.
There was no way.
On the phone together when the play happened.
There was no way he saw the flag.
We were on the phone when that play happened. That wasn't a deep shot. That was a 20-yard throw.
I was convinced this guy was great. I was. I really was. Like, I honest to God was convinced this guy was great. And I'm really kicking myself because he did put good film out there. Like, what my eyes saw was real. And he has depreciated. And the team has depreciated.
Yep.
His confidence has depreciated. His health has depreciated. And I believe the coach's confidence in him is depreciated.
Well, again, this is what...
Before, all these things.
Manny and Dumbarton. I want to get to Manny on Dumbarton right after this cut. Shanahan, before the season... Before training camp, sat down with Tim Kawakami, and I can't, you know me, Shasky.
I know.
There's some things that just don't leave me. and this gets lost in the shuffle, just like when Shanahan was gushing over Josh Allen after he lit him up in Glendale, Arizona in 2020, that cut doesn't. It was like, wow, I saw that. They opened my eyes up, and then they go out and get Trey Lance. Well, here's Shanahan a day before training camp. A day before training camp to Tim Kawakami. Listen to this.
I mean, I think because of where the market's gone with the quarterback position, it's just the dollars. I guess that's kind of crazy. Those numbers, it's kind of like when I look at the real estate out here and how much houses cost. I didn't believe it at first because it's just there's so much. And then when you get out here and you, as long as it's you can resell it and stuff, it's all relative. So it's whatever, but the numbers overwhelm you. So I get all that. But me, as a coaching standpoint, I think about obviously how you fit into a salary cap, where it is going, but I don't get caught up on how much money that is. I get caught up on, well, that's how much a starting quarterback costs within the realm of it. I mean, but this is the market on how much a starting quarterback costs. This is how much a starting receiver costs. This is how much a starting tackle costs. This is how much a starting defensive end costs. And you start to see all that, and how do you want to balance out your team? What are the choices you get? And that's what you got to figure out. But are you happy with someone as your starting quarterback? If you are you happy with him as a rookie? Are you happy on a rookie contract? Great. Are you happy with him when you got to pay him? Well, how do you compare him to everyone else? He's a starting quarterback in this league. Well, what does that cost? And then you look at it, and that's kind of where I keep it. I don't try to say that's so much more than it used to be. I try to look at it as that's just the market. Now you got to figure it from an organizational standpoint, the cash, all that stuff, which is a huge deal. And that's why I listen to those conversations. I get involved in those conversations. But I also know that is not my area of expertise.
That is an amazing soundbite to me. I don't know if it is to everybody else, but to me it's an amazing soundbite. And it tells me that Shanahan, and it goes back to my philosophy about the NFL, because the NFL is king. NFL is amazing. Yesterday's afternoon games, wow, Tampa Bay, Carolina, you got the Saints and the Rams, you got the Eagles and the ball. I'm like blown away by football this weekend. It's just next level.
Except the Niner game.
But I'm fascinated by this stuff. I'm fascinated by what Shanahan is saying right there. The loophole in saying that I'm not sure if I'm sold on this guy. And we know Shanahan. And we know how he operates. You think he's sold on this guy? I don't know. And I think he's going to take these next five games and evaluate everything on this football team, including the quarterback spot. Let's go to Manny on the DeBart Bridge. Manny, what's happening?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Hope you guys had a good Thanksgiving, man. Mine got ruined by what I saw last night. And I'm going to tell you guys this. I'm not surrendering the white flag or anything like that right now in terms of the season. But I am going to hang my Niner flag upside down to show that this is in distress. My only concern, or a couple of things that I want to bring up, is that I'm tired of giving these guys passes for the season. You guys tell me, or not you guys, but, you know, we talk about, you know, the injuries played into this season. Detroit has 16 guys on the injury list right now with names like Aiden Hutchinson, Alex Azzalone, right? Marcus Davenport. They're losing guys left and right, but they're humming along as if nothing happened. We talk about Super Bowl hangovers, right? We've seen the Buffalo Bills back in their day, not the current iteration of it, but, you know, the Jim Kelly Buffalo Bills go to it four times. They showed no signs of Super Bowl hangovers. In fact, if the salary cap didn't kick in after the fourth year, they probably still would have went to a few more after that. I mean, look at Tom Brady. And not to, you know, pick bones or nothing, but Tom Brady's perfect season went up in smoke, and did that derail him from, you know, getting a couple of more Super Bowls? So Super Bowl hangovers and injuries don't play into it. Vontae, there's a reason why I like you listening to you guys in the morning, because you guys have the same mindset as I do. You look at that 2017 draft. Yes, we know that we passed up on Patrick Mahomes over Solomon Thomas, but here's a few other nuggets that Niner fans can chew on. We picked Reuben Foster and C.J. Beathard over names like Joe Mixon, Alvin Kamara, and Cooper Kupp. I mean, woulda, coulda, shouldas, right?
Yep.
I want to talk about Brock Purdy if I still have time. I mean, I know his rookie contract comes due in 2025. Next year is going to be a let's see deal. And after that year, if you still want to hang on to him, franchise tag the kid and give him just a little bit more time. But here's where the brass tacks hits me right now. Kyle Shanahan, we love to point fingers at him. We always do. I mean, I don't, but Niner fans I've listened to blame everything on Shanny. Shanny can only do so much with what he has. If I give you $10, I'm not expecting you to make me a filet mignon dinner, okay? I mean, if you look at the rosters that we've had since the Super Bowl pre-COVID up until now, the best roster we had was last year. That was it. I look at this year's roster with guys like Robert Beal and Devondre Campbell in comparison to what we had last year and in comparison to what we had in 2019. In 2019, we got to the Super Bowl with guys like Kentavious Street, Kerry Hyder, who else? Sheldon Day?
Yeah.
Our running back was Tevin Coleman, and we got to the Super Bowl. Shanahan should be praised for that, not criticized. But the Bills come due. He can only do so much with what he has. So here's what I'm going to end it with, fellas. I think the problem isn't so much with the coaching. A good majority of it we can say, yeah. But the guy that's making those contract decisions, I loved you in Stanford. I loved you in the pros. But, buddy, you got to pick up the pace, man. You're like the guy on the freeway doing 55 when everyone else is doing 70, right? So we need to reassess the people that are making the decisions for Shanahan to make this thing work. Because if Shanny had the personnel, Chris Collinsworth said it perfectly last night. He said the Bills were not afraid of the Niners receivers because there was nothing there to be afraid of.
Mm.
Okay, and then and on the Juszczyk fumble, he capitalized it with saying that's the Niners season.
Mm. That is, it did. It symbolized everything this season. Good call, Manny. He got to be in a running for Caller of the Year, right? He's got to be for the Doobie Awards December 20th at Laughing Monk. Ha ha, Laughing Monk Brewery, Sunnyvale. Take the day off. I'm telling you, take the day off. December 20th, Laughing Monk Brewery. Car of the Year, Doobie Award. Is Manny on Dumbarton Bridge a candidate for that? He's got to be. He's got to be. Collinsworth said it. And by the way, we didn't even talk about the 97-yard drive that Buffalo went right down the field, 97 yards in the snow.
I mean,
no resistance. But he's right. The problem, this is why the whole Ayuk situation blew up in their face. You messed around with Ayuk. And now Ayuk, he gets blamed, too, for the way he handled it at training camp. But it should have never got to training camp, Shasky. You should have nipped that in the bud even before the combine. You got to have a choice. You go to the combine, okay, what are we doing with Ayuk? We take a stand right now. Do we train him or do we sign him? Because then, all of a sudden, you take Ricky Pierce all in the draft, and you still fill the calls with Debo. Now you're going to say, well, we're not going to trade Debo or Ayuk. We're going to take Pierce all, and we still have Juwan Jennings. Like, what?
It made no sense.
It made no sense. No sense whatsoever. And now we look at this. This situation with the wide receivers. They can't get Tepper. Did you see the numbers yesterday? The graphic on NBC?
It was incredible.
The pass rush is the slowest pass rush in the league.
Are you surprised?
They had the graphic. The pass rush is the slowest in the league, and we gained the least separation at the wide receiver position.
By anyone.
Unbelievable.
Manny brought up a couple of things on Brock Purdy. He is under contract for one more year.
Yep.
Right? You don't have to pay him right now. Will he play on the current deal?
And what is he going to make next year? Just over $1 million?
Yeah, but like, I guess my question, and Spadoni and I did this exercise on Wednesday, actually, before we even got to the game. Like, do the mental exercise here. Just, who are the Niners really bidding with on the Brock thing? Like, I'm asking sincerely. So, like, I wrote down all these teams, all right?
Yeah.
Let's go in order, draft order.
New York Giants.
New York Giants have the number one pick. They're probably drafting a quarterback.
Yep.
And why would they want, and when they play in New York, outdoors, where it's windy, why would they want Brock?
Yeah.
Okay? So they're going to draft one. What about the Raiders?
I don't know if they want Brock. They're probably going to want one of these studs in the draft.
They have the second pick currently.
Yep.
I mean, okay, so I'm going to say not sure. Okay? Yep. Let's just say not sure. Jacksonville, will they have Trevor Lawrence? I feel like they're going to stay with Trevor. Do you agree with me?
Yeah, they'll stay with Trevor. Okay. They just gave him an extension.
New England's got Drake May. The Browns. Would he play on the lake with that arm?
Well, we saw him last year on the lake. and it was ugly at the lake.
Yeah, I'm going to say no. They don't want
it. It was ugly.
Okay, Carolina has Bryce. I like him.
Bryce is coming along.
Rodgers in New York. I'm just going to say he stays there for now.
Yeah, but you know what? The Jets could be a team.
Okay.
Because they're a bonehead organization.
That's one team. Okay, one team. All right, Tennessee. I'm going to say yes, just that they could be in the mix.
They could be in a mix because right. they have Will Levis.
Bears
and I don't think what's his name? Callahan?
Yeah.
He's not. I don't think he's sold on Levis. Levis stinks.
Bears have Caleb. Bengals have Burrow. Saints, I'll put them in the mix. Dome team.
Clint Kubiak like Brock Purdy.
He has
very good intel on him by coaching with him, right?
Yep. Cowboys have Dak. Colts have Richardson. Miami has Tua. Niners have Brock currently. Rams have Stafford. Bucks have Baker. Cardinals have Kyler. Hawks have Geno. I think they like Geno. Falcons have Penix in the wings. Washington football team has Daniels. Broncos have Nix. The point I'm getting at, we're talking about like four other teams who, and again, they have to like Brock Purdy. Yeah. So, number one, who are you bidding against?
I play hardball with Brock Purdy.
Who?
You have to play hardball with Brock Purdy.
When
you have
Lamar to play Jackson as a was dangled out there, and Lamar was bad, Lamar, with an MVP in his back pocket, was dangling out there, and they said, we'll exclusive franchise tag you. Right. You have to give us two first-round picks. No one in the league wanted Lamar.
And what was crazy about Lamar, you had teams out there tweeting from their social media accounts, we are out of the Lamar Jackson sweepstakes. So you just want to snitch on yourself. Oh, you just want to snitch on yourself and not take Lamar Jackson. Now, also, when you think about Lamar, I don't even want to go there today. I don't even want to go
Bonte,
there.
But Bonte, my point is, even if we're being realistic, Niner fans, and everybody, you have to pay him this money. That's the market. No, you don't.
Play hardball
with him. Signed for $30 million a year. Geno signed for $30 million a year. He is in the $30 million range. That's where he's at. You're really betting on the, and by the way, any team that would acquire Brock Purdy would also be surrendering draft capital, which to me, knowing that the draft capital is being exchanged and you're giving money, it lessens the haul you would get.
Also, I'm gonna stop you for a second because Baker Mayfield, I'm going to stop right there for a minute. Baker Mayfield was without Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. And Chris Godwin's gone for the year. And I know they went on a little skid, but it wasn't because of Baker. Baker played his ass off.
He's awesome.
Baker has been elevating guys around him, and they have a shot to win that NFC South division because Atlanta is fading. Baker has done a lot with less. Brock Purdy, every time people talk, I'm talking to people about Brock Purdy over the last month and a half. Well, he doesn't have the Avengers. He needs his weapons. But Tom Brady told Baldy this.
He thinks he's got some restrictions with his arm. He's got some restrictions with his size. Okay? You know, you're at 6'1". You're not going to have the view that Brady had at 6'6" with an over-the-top release. He likes his ability to move. He likes his ability to process. But, you know, the arm's never going to probably get stronger. He does have good instincts. As far as he was telling me a story about, I asked him, like, can you coach pocket awareness? He's like, absolutely not. He goes, either you have that or you don't. I think he's got that. You know, his physical prowess, he's not going to get any faster.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to get any taller. His arm's probably not going to get a lot stronger. So that's what you have to work with. And so there's some limitations. Like, Mahomes never has to worry about his arm. You know, when he's 40, he's going to be able to gunsling that thing
right.
in any direction. Like, he's not gifted like that, but he does have a pocket awareness the way Patrick does, you know, and he probably doesn't have the stick accuracy on the move to make every single throw when it calls for that, like the way we've seen Mahomes do for 8 years.
Or when you see Josh Allen, or when you see Joe Burrow, when you see Lamar at times, when you see Jalen Hurts at times, when you see some of these good-ass quarterbacks do on a consistent basis, and we haven't seen it with Brock. On a consistent basis this year.
Ponte, someone called him the Goldilocks man. And I was like, why? And they're like, if it's a little too hot, he can't play. The Arizona game was like 100 degrees.
Oh, wow.
If it's a little wet, he can't play.
Oh,
it's got to be just right.
It's gotta
if it's
be
a
just
little
right.
snowy, can't do anything. If I don't have all the Avengers, I'm not me.
Mm.
And I, like, it's... Here's where I've defended this guy for so long because I did think he was playing great football. I have no rebuttal to that joke.
No, there's nothing. And that's Brock, and that's Baldy. And what they also mentioned was Brady talking to Baldy. He was like, hey, look, I don't want to hear about you playing without your weapons. Elevate the guys around you. Elevate them. Let's get one more call before the injury report. Let's get TC and Sack in here. And then we'll get the Ryan and SF.
What's up, TC?
And Dave and Jay. TC, what's happening?
I have the guy.
Turn your radio down, TC. Turn your radio down. What's up, TC?
What's up with my bros?
All right, let's get Ryan in the city. Ryan, what's happening?
What's up, Ryan?
What's up, guys? I want to say that I was surprised about this disappointing loss, but I'm really not. I'm not gonna sit here and be the one to say let's fire Shanahan like you know a bunch of people do. I do think Shanahan has things that he can improve on. I don't. I think I've said this before on the show, and I've said, and I'm still gonna say it. We probably do need an offensive coordinator. Now, I don't think Bill Belichick will come here as an offensive coordinator. Would be awesome.
You don't want Bill Belichick. Hold on real quick. You don't want Bill Belichick calling your offense. I mean, he employed Joe Judge and Matt Patricia as offensive coordinators. You want Belichick. You want him coaching defense. That's what he specializes in, not offense, Ryan. Continue.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I agree with that. Honestly, I would even get a Scarecrow to be a defensive coordinator over Sorensen because he has, as a fan, if I can see what's coming, I can't even think about what other offensive coordinators are thinking that are 10 times, 20 times, 100 times more smarter than me. I think shut everyone down, Trent Williams, get rid of him, Debo, trade him off in the offseason. I want to see what Purdy can do. I really want to see Shanahan let him do the audibles for the rest of the season. I want to see what we got. I want to see, do we have a superstar quarterback or not?
Let me ask you this. Like, let's be, come on. Like, we throw the superstar word around. We know who the superstars are. Brock's a really good player, but he's not a superstar.
Exactly, but I want to see, does he have the potential to get there?
Yeah.
Does he have what a quarterback, you know, the basic fundamentals like you guys talk about is, can he read the office? Can he move around? Can he actually throw beyond the 20-yard line?
I'm with you, Ryan. Yeah, no, I'm with you. We got to run here with the injury report, but I'm with you. I want to see it, too. That's what these next five games are about. Brock Purdy, just let it fly. This guy hasn't thrown a ball over 30 yards or 25 yards in weeks.
It's the arm and the elbow, the moneymaker.
It's weak. Like, show me what you got. Take the top off the defense. Let it fly. You got nothing to lose the last 5 weeks. Nothing to lose. You're in do or die situation as a team. And Shanahan yesterday after the game was talking about, look, we still got a lot of season left, but we have no margin for error. Okay, fine. I'm with that. We all don't believe you're making the playoffs now. That to me seems like it's out of the question. Your season's going to be done in early January. But let it fly. Roll the dice. What do you have to lose if you're Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan?
I don't think he physically can throw that far right now.
You know what?
He looks like there's a wobble in all his throws.
Well, if he can't throw deep, and let's just see it the last 5 weeks.
Is the tight spiral that you're accustomed to seeing from him even close?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And I'm not going to lie to you. I can't lie to you. I can't lie to the fans. I that's one thing I can't do. I got to tell you how I feel and what I see. Now, I may see things differently, and I may see things wrong.
Yeah.
That's fine. But what I also see is that a quarterback is not... This guy hasn't... When's the last time he threw a deep ball? Seriously.
The farthest ball he threw yesterday was the one that got picked.
And it was 20 yards. Come on. All right? By the way, Nick Sorensen, he said a Scarecrow could do a better job. He might be right. Buffalo 4-4 in the red zone yesterday. 4-4. 6-12 on third down. Get off the damn field for once, Nick Sorensen.
It's time for the injury report.
It really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
I mean, seriously, Jalen Graham got stuffed in a hole on the 65-yard. He was wearing number 41 yesterday. That's why I didn't recognize him. I'm like, who's 41 playing linebacker? You know, when you're wearing number 41 playing linebacker, he may not be that good. They gave 41 to the bums. You're wearing number 41 at linebacker, man? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Tig Brown, terrible angle. What a disaster yesterday was in the snow. On Sunday Night Football in front of the nation. That's the part. The whole world watched this yesterday. And they're laughing at us today. They're laughing at us. And they're saying to themselves, yeah, I wouldn't pay Brady either anyway. Christian McCaffrey went down with a non-contact knee injury early in the second quarter. We're awaiting the official word, but the Niners fear that CMC may have suffered a PCL injury and could be out for the remainder of this year. He's going to be out, folks. FYI. Newsflash, he's done for the season. Injury report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. And don't forget, next week, Don't miss the kickoff show with Evan Giddies and Lorenzo Neal live 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area. Presented by Habas Law. You've been wrong. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.